And I will lead you to that. But we've never had one in the last 40, well, ever. But please be assured there is a protocol for that. And I also want to take great pleasure in introducing quite a lot of people. I'm not quite sure whether I've got everybody on my list, but first of all, I want to welcome formally John Keating, if you could stand up. John? John is... John is, and he wouldn't like me saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway, he's one of the founding members of the Sword of the Spirit, which is the community of communities that we're a member of. He's currently residing in Beirut, which is a great pleasure for the folks in Beirut. So welcome, John. I think we have a few other folks that perhaps are here. Did you get introduced? Juna, please. Juna is from Nazareth. How can you possibly? But here you are. She's spending a few weeks in our community and in Belfast and in Belgium as well. And she's returning home soon, although she might want to stay a bit longer. I'll try and bribe that. Anyway, and I think, Kiria, you had some folks that perhaps Carol or others?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Carol. So Carol will stand up in a minute and wave. Carol is from the community in Pune, which she has told me it's about 3.5 hours south of Mumbai. And she's got a 2-year work visa to come and work with us in the United Kingdom. And she's staying with us at the moment and then looking for other accommodation. Anyway, please welcome Carol.
And I want to give a special welcome because we've been waiting a long time for this. Come up, folks, all of you. Come on. Introduce your family.
Hello, everyone. I think most of you know me, but I'm Richard, and I've been in the community in Lebanon for a long time. And I came here 4 months ago, and since then we were praying for the visas for my family to come over, and finally God made a miracle, and they are here, as you can see. And so I'm gonna start with my best half. It's Patricia, and she is a coordinator. She works as a coordinator back in Lebanon. Regarding special needs children, and she was in the community back in Lebanon, and she's very eager to meet every one of you. And we'll start with the biggest, Lucas Jarjura, and he likes a lot the Pokemons. And Marcos is the second, and he is the very active one. He jumps and goes where about. And Matthias, the smallest, but he's the strongest. And that's about it.
Thank you, Richard. And just a tip, folks, support Arsenal, okay? Don't support anybody else, just support anybody. Anyway, perhaps I should introduce myself, Neil Yates. I'm one of the coordinators here in Antioch, and this is the first meeting I've led in 4 years. So you'll have lots of comments later, I'm sure. And actually, you have the privilege of Lloyd, who is leading our worship for the first time. So if anything happens, it's Lloyd's fault, okay? Anyway, so let's move on. I wanted to just orientate us a little bit before we start the worship in the whole area of storms. And you'll see a couple of storms actually on the slides. We live in stormy times, perhaps quite extraordinarily, at least in my lifetime. We had the first epidemic, very serious epidemic, for 100 years, and it caused enormous disruption, and many people died. We have a war in Europe for the first time in 75 years, causing massive loss of life, energy, and food disruption, and mostly causing a significant cost of living crisis in everywhere in the world. And that's unique in my lifetime. We have storms of leadership changes here in the UK, and we have storms to come from a political and also from an economic point of view. And we have storms in the life of Antioch, and we talked about that. We're not going to talk about them in detail, but we do have storms in our life together as a community. So where does our anchor and our hope lie in such storms? We, as the Yates family, have experienced some quite serious storms, literal storms, as in weather events, in the last year, actually. You'll see on the slide, storm, or should I say hurricane or cyclone, Sheehan, that hit, thank you, Sheehan, which hit Muscat, which is where we were living, on the 3rd of October, so not that far ago, last year. An extraordinary event, one in a 130-year event, killed 13 people, and we literally had hurricane winds and storm come over our house. We also had a storm here in good old London in February that effectively tore our roof off in our house here in Acton. You can see a picture of it over there, and I managed to get some down, and we are doing something about it. There are a couple of instances that actually brought home to me the importance of being prepared for and being ready for storms in those two instances, actually. The house that we had on in Muscat was at the top of a rock, quite a tall escarpment, as it were. And yes, it experienced the wind and the rain. And yes, we did have some leaks. And yes, we had some power shortages. But we were fundamentally okay because we were above the floodline. Right? That's a spiritual principle, okay? Very rich people had to evacuate their homes because they were in the flood. They were actually built on sand. The roof, our roof, difficult process, and we had to get... The bottom line is that we could either patch it or replace it. And I decided to replace it. And maybe there's a spiritual analogy there for us as well. We can patch our lives, or we can redeem our lives through Jesus Christ. Next slide, please, Marco. Very similar experience in the Gospels. This particular narrative is in Matthew, where the disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee. And I guess, Junior, you'll be able to tell us all about storms in the Sea of Galilee. And when he got into the boat, this is Jesus, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" And then he rose and rebuked the winds and the waves, and there was great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and sea obey him?" Next slide, if I may, Marco. And this is perhaps the scripture that we can use to bring ourselves into worship. My heart is in anguish. This is extracts from Psalm 55, which is one of the psalms that Dan talked about on the community anniversary weekend away. It's one of the, and there are many, many psalms that are focused on lamentation and hope. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I say, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find shelter from the raging wind and tempest." In other words, run away. "But I call to God, and the Lord will save me, evening and morning and at noon. I utter my complaint and moan, and he hears my voice. He redeems my soul in safety from the battle that I wage, for many are arrayed against me. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. And as for me, I trust in you." I trust in God. And that's David writing in terrible circumstances. The principle as Christians is even better than that. When Jesus spoke to the disciples on the boat, he said, "Do not be afraid." He said, "Have faith." We have the ability to have faith in the creator of the universe and in the savior and redeemer of us all. So we can indeed trust him trust in God, trust in Jesus Christ. No matter what's happening in our lives, no matter what's happening in the community, we can believe and trust in him. So with that introduction, I'd like to invite Lloyd and the team to lead us. And I would say that let's spend the next maybe 10 minutes or so in worship. And if you have prayers, come and speak to me. If you have words, come and speak to me. Okay?
Let's just stand and worship.